about. Like, for me, I mean, it's just like what do you want? Like, just visualize it. Like, do this. Think about, like, why do I want to lose weight? What is it that I'm wanting to feel most? And figure out whatever feeling it is that you want most. And then set your visualization up to seeing you do things and think things that cause those feelings. Try starting there. That would be the biggest thing. For all of you who are just starting, like, I know for everybody that's just starting out, like, when I was just starting, it was really important for me to visualize myself in the interim. Like, I just was not going to sit there and daydream about somebody who lost all their weight. It was so far-fetched and such a lie at the time, I couldn't attach to it. But what I could do is visualize a lot of things in the very beginning. I could see myself doing my walks for 7 days. I could see myself driving to the gym to get them done. Like, I could see myself doing these very doable, accomplishable things. And that felt really good because I had been someone who wasn't doing shit for herself. I actually was talking to this with Chris last night. I have said so many times about weighing 250 pounds. And I have talked to you guys wrong about it for years. There was never anything wrong with me at 250 pounds. And I literally last night just made this, like, brain connection last night. The reason why I lost my weight wasn't because something was wrong with me. It was because for the first time in my life, I was figuring out how in that moment I had to care more about myself. And I need all of you doing that. There is nothing wrong with any of us at any weight at all. The only thing that's wrong is how we think about ourselves and our body. And I can tell you, this is true, because I did lose all the weight, and I was still left with a lot of things that I thought was wrong about me. It literally doesn't fix it. You've got to love yourself at every single stage. Every single stage. Unconditionally. And I think, like, I was, Chris, what is it that we were talking about, baby? Do you even remember? You have to take your mask off.
We were talking about how it's, it was more about being willing to dream bigger for yourself and just to do that. And it, not about, you know, doing it from a place of self-loathing.
Yeah, I think I've said so many times, like, you know, I weighed 250 pounds. And I was miserable. But I've never really told you guys, I wasn't miserable because I weighed 250 pounds. The number wasn't making me miserable at any time. It never made me miserable. It was the relationship I had with myself at 250 pounds. I was miserable because of how I talked to myself and how I treated myself. And I blamed my weight. And I don't want that for any of you. If you don't feel good about yourself, you owe it to yourself to quit blaming your weight for it. It's just how you're thinking. You get to love yourself right now. And I literally, last night, I was just like, I can't believe I'm a fucking master coach and it's taking me this long to figure this out.
We were talking about how if you're unhappy with yourself, and you see other people that are apparently happy, that it's very natural to think, well, what is the big difference between me and them?
It must be their weight.
Yep. And when you were 250, that's exactly what it was, apparently.
Yeah, now, I just knew thin people had to be thrilled to death all the time. Like, how are y'all not naked? Like, you know, just running around. And then, like, you get here and you realize it's just how you think. Because at 150, I've had a ton of baggage. It was never the way.